Yo, it's your boy Pap Mags in the building. Welcome back to another episode of Olumide Is a Good Podcast.
Hello, how are you doing? Are you telling me about Olushelo? You know your boy they be doing again in the building. I say what's going on in my G, what's going on in my boy? Tell him.
The most inconsistent. Remember I told you last week now. Two ways are better than one.
Yes, now no longer inconsistency. OTA1, undo, let's see.
Back to back is a good.
What was the question? How have you been, my G?
I know fine. But at the end of the day, Shadi, we did try a vibe.
Fire bale, calm down. You know, we have a listening fan base. We cannot just rush over topics. We have to give them all. We have to tell them the intricacies. We have to go into the nitty gritties. Bro, Olumide, the English teacher, what the heck? But it's not about me, like I always say. You said you've not been fine, my bro. Waiting sub kilo shele for you bole kilo shele.
Omo, testing you, test here. Wow, horrible. Yeah. Meloni mini class. Imagine just 55 people in the class, like 7 invigilators. Kilo
bro, you know, waiting vex me pass for that test. What we do? We say normally invigilators normal, but you know. Our backseat boys, Lawana. Backseat boys. Shout out to them boys. Backseat boys. We call them backseat. Oh, say, man, we they do our own. They go, Jelenke.
We had to put my striker for front
bro,
already.
Bro. Now, so all the 5 invigilators come play midfield for where we deal.
Wait, see, Apple.
I look right, I see. I look left, I see. I look down, I see. Guy, I look
in,
up,
in,
I see.
You know the funny thing there? They can't leave those guys with the front. You know? Like, say, now we go with the bad boys. Like, I said, they said,
you know, them they profile us. I mean, how you take risk? This thing are profiling.
Not profiling, actually. That's that general stereotype of
say
of
people where they sit for back and then they do all this pee. But you know what? You know what? As exam they start now, she make you go the seats for front. I be how you see him.
Oh man, nasty back will. That back don't favor me pass front. So where they go front?
so nasty. I don't even know one back street.
Back way, bro.
My G. Just a little introduction, you know, I'm your boy, Olumide, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka Olumide is a goat, aka the host of this beautiful, amazing podcast.
Bele, who said I'm a goat? I'm the host too now.
Like you put on me there now. Ladies, for the ladies, Momo, I know you niggas listened. Let me suit your egos. For my pretty ladies. I know you listened to the last episode. I just want to say I'm 6'1". Can you niggas got some misinterpretation from... You get me?
Yeah, you know be 6'1". You know be past 5'11".
Why you dey antagonize my
You know be past
5'11". Wait. Shajo, I'm 6'1", man, nigga. Okay, I'm not 6'1". Me, I no lie. But I be 6 feet. Me, I no lie.
You know be 6 feet. You be 6'11".
For my halal brother.
You be 5'11", sorry.
See, I be 6'11".
You be 5'11".
See, I don't tell you saying that halal episode we do to you ending of May. Now may fasting go end. Okay, now ending of April. What am I saying? Ending of April. Halal episode still. So we've introduced ourselves. You know me, Olumide. You know this nigga. What's your?
I don't introduce myself now.
Then you see, Olumide only get forgetful memory. Now the test you I do today.
Now who did you?
Konshiode. I'm a young boy.
5 years in uni, 300 level. You know easy now.
I'm a young child. I swear, how you take the reason this house will matter? Bro, you know, say they won't increase your school fees like this, Joe. I accrue on uni, keto increase, Joe.
And the NIB will go start to the safe from now.
Drop out!
And the only option will be that. You increase our drop out.
Oh, God, bro.
Why I go write 5 jobs because I went out?
I show why, Mini. After 5 years, you won't increase school fees by over 100%. Animal share.
You're not supposed to be like that.
You know, who is in this team? Shebi now. Even if they increase them, while I know they, now imagine say they increase them, you won't go and tell your papa, say, ah, daddy, what's increase school fees? So make you come ask for your GP. How you go to say go fee? You didn't say go pay your school fees. Reason now.
I know premier body ask for that GP for us. Otibo.
I drew a laughing tea, bye. Oh, God, bro. You know, easy again, bro. So on this episode, what are we talking about? Jounce.
You never tell us now. How you say they do now?
Are you go tell us?
I don't tell them how me they do.
No, like,
I before
okay, you. Okay, you don't make we. Things are going. You know, it's going. What? And for you, bole, things are not going fine. I'm not seeing me. You know, there's a bar. Zlatan said in Picanto. Make something not join me with Sakpa. Make nothing join me with Sakpa. But be like say me and that Sakpa don't they conjugal bliss like
forever is the goal. Are we the
No. Forever is the goal, Viti Babo. No.
Forever is the
deal. No, Sojourn Lele, your temporary stay in you.
Adios Sakpa.
No, adieu Sakpa. Adieu Sakpa. But the Sakpa will hold me this couple of days. Like couple, not even couple of days, couple of weeks. Kim Ari account balance. Kim Ari account. Every minute,
man,
bro.
Mad, you know. It be like that sometimes. So you don't see the reason why your papa say on payday, you go see go outside the compound, go they chill inside a car. You know, come inside, go chill. Cause you don't reason Nepal bill. Your man don't ask the guys don't finish. Everything don't finish. You don't decide they be now.
To be a man, no easy, yo. Mokira, fun daddy me.
To be a man is not the day job. Oh now you God, see the losing ball, risky switch top. Show the river.
The good boy, know they pay. Good boy, know they pay.
We got help us.
Chew. Before we even go into the topic of the day, if you be woman, you feel say you go they do hook up based on how things be right now.
Actually, they godly and my home training still deal with me. Even as a guy say go, I still get my home training intact. So if I be woman, say
no difference. Yeah, pain scenario.
Okay.
Say Olumide day like this. Right. I can't cite you. Say imagine say. As you be papa like this, you be one babe, we get big bunda, cause now wait to only they like without to feel me. Kiwamawa GLE. What's ye at home? G63 AMG. My engine man, the lady say OMG. Kiwan queen say come close, come talk to me. She wani only funny. Kiwani, I'll be giving you while I'm paying you, you know. Once you do it, don't lie.
You be to give me dinner. You know, if you don't blame me there, like, I go first reason now. She bobo if you low mini. She fe for me subscribe. She for me resubscribe. Like, subscription editor. To only walk up to me because they put my full mini cash.
Yeah, far away. Not to sound like I know it all. Neither do I want to sound like I do not know anything at all.
Okay.
But do you feel everyone's part is the same in terms of, do you feel everyone will make it? That's just my question for you. Do you feel everyone will make it?
Nobody go make them now. But may God just count us with people who go make them.
Fine. And, like, step back to the scenario. This ain't this scenario, nobody, feel me? Step back to the scenario. Like, imaginatively,
okay.
You be this bae, we get big bunda. Olumide de G63 AMG. Ori MG, me okpari wo OMG.
Okay.
When you baby come close, talk to me. Mo washu, I need some dollars and pounds. How they go now?
Well, I go follow you on G.
Why you not go follow me?
On G, I go
because
follow you.
The question where you go even ask yourself, you say, she I go make up for this life like this.
To make up for this life,
bro, see, because you feel they follow me, make Malo label, but you still they make up, no? They make cash. Since me, I come bust your head. And it all will make it.
For the pleasure and for the dough.
And it all. You do for the dough, bro.
Remember, we promised to make this halal.
Oh Lord, we are keeping it halal still. For all my Muslim listeners, assalamu alaikum, my brother, Astafuru Gilai. You get me?
Really?
You get me? Whatever you heard, it was a figment of our imagination. We did not mean to, you know, we are just thinking out loud. You feel me? Olumide is a goat. Once in a while, we need to put in the goat factor into the
the ure factor, like.
Okay, man.
Ure know the year old. They know they quick forget things.
Bro.
Now what do they do now?
Bro. You see, I'm playing the character well. I need to play, because if I come on this podcast and declare it, Olumide is a goat, and I don't play that character, then I've not satisfied people's curiosity. Can people,
funniest part of the story, yeah, you can actually be a goat trapped in a room this body.
Wait, Otingbelofa.
You can actually be a goat trapped in a room this body.
Otingbelofa. And you know, as you always say, new week comes.
New everything.
Tori Moti Eti Bagwe Nkosimo. So, one of the characteristics of a goat, anyway, you get me? So, like this week now, Clafrey, what do you want to touch on? What are we talking about? Or what pick?
Almost.
Sorrow. Tell them.
As it be like this, safe. I did check news this morning now. I just say Zazu don't need to go back zoo. Zazu is behind the bars now.
So you mean the baboon has been captured?
The baboon has been captured.
Very gentle. The enslaved animal.
Federal government liability.
But funny enough, I'd be one of those people who really know the rates. Zazu portable, that is. Like, when I see portable news, I just feel it's cruise. I feel it's what will I call it? It's mainly for entertainment purposes. So for people like me who don't really follow Zazu's news apart from the skits and clips you see on the internet. Tell us what happened. Like, what really transpired between Zazu and the zoo?
Okay, the thing is, I don't really know what happened between Zazu and the zoo. But all I will say is, when you look at Portable himself, you will know his content is actually built around controversies.
Facts.
Anytime you hear that news again,
go to today.
You know that kind of thing. So I just believe that without that controversies about him, Alimak Boza Zugomo. You know that kind of thing. Many people came with their rave and they went.
Yeah, true.
Zazu still come like.
I mean, for a fact, yeah, the Englishman will say controversy sells, you feel me? But in the case of Zazu, he's relating to a punchline from Lil Wayne from Amon One where he says, "You are a sellout, but I ain't buying." Like, he has created too much of a controversy around himself, his brand, his music, his character, that when I see his news online, and people like me that see his news online, we don't care to bother about his welfare
do you think nobody is actually buying it? Because he's going to do something today. Almost all the bloggers taking it up. Like, they put it up on their page.
You have a point.
They are feeding the whole nation the most followed blog in Nigeria. What are you talking about?
But let's break it.
It's actually selling.
True. Okay, I take that statement.
And first part of the story, that guy is very good artist too.
You probably have heard me say this in real life. His debut album, Maker of Africa, is solid. Solid 6/10. It's still solid still.
Six.
I mean, chew.
Apostle now my best track on the album.
Permit me to break it down. For every artist, there are different expectations.
Of course.
So, say, me now, I always say it, I'm a big Burna Boy fan. The way I expect Burna Boy to deliver on a song, on a feature, on an album, is different from what I would expect from Wizkid. And this is no hate to Wizkid. I'm just saying, every artist
you serve, you like Wala. Anytime where you want to talk anything, now to carry whiskey, join out with Burna Boy. Imagine saying it's a day and now you gonna break our head.
I break him down.
Why you they always use whiskey?
Oh, yeah, Davido, now waiting you want.
Don't use Davido.
Olamide, now waiting you want.
Don't use Olamide.
So, who make I use? I they use Top Gun versus Top Gun. I don't go use Top Gun with upcoming now. Now, why they use say them day like this?
But whiskey and Burna Boy, let's stop that. You can use Burna and
Okay, scratch that. Say I'm a big fan of artist A. Okay. And there's another artist called C.
Okay.
What I expect from artist A in a song, in a feature, in an album, is not what I would expect from another artist C. Because every artist has a niche, whether we want to admit that or not.
Yeah.
Your expectancy or not expectancy, your expectation from artist A is not what artist C will deliver. You feel me?
Of course.
And your expectation of artist C is not what artist A will deliver. Mm. Every artist is different. So me saying Portable's album, bringing it back to Portable's album. Same Portable's album is a 6. I know most of you shook your head and said, "Oh, Lumidia is back again."
You need to understand. Regardless of the longevity
from the perspective of what we know to be quote unquote street music, not even street up, street pop here. Okay. Like if you are in the Southwest, in the Yoruba land, precisely, is what you call, we just call it street music. Lamba, street music, like bro, street music. Eleon she street up and Belash Mother. Sorry for naming names, but I'm just saying street music, standard street music. When Portable deliver, what Portable delivered on that album is quite impressive. Production wise and in lyricism. So that's why
you should actually get the 8. Because relative to where it's actually coming from, relative to the kind of sound it's doing. Like it did well.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It did well.
So
it did well,
six,
but I mean,
6 is still small.
6 over 10 is a B still.
No.
This is why I gave it a 6 over 10.
Why?
Lyrically and production wise, to an extent, they sounded nice. It was good, but there wasn't much of a topical change. The topics like remained the same. I don't want to use the word stagnant, but the topic didn't really flow apart from some few hand-picked songs.
Apart from, let me ask you this.
Go.
What is the name of the album released?
Ika of Africa.
So what do you expect from Ika of Africa?
Ika.
So the thing is, this album no actually get one particular storyline or something that he wants to preach to us. He just pack everything, load them inside. Okay, imagine in street.
Yeah, you know when someone calls himself Ika, it means wicked. But when you when you try to break wicked down colloquially to like what we call street lingo, lamba, it means bad. And when someone says I'm bad, it means I'm too good at this shit. So to an extent, to a particular level, Portable delivered, and to a point you could say, ah, this man bad. But it's not like it really showed everything around him. Like, I feel for a debut album, it's impressive still, you feel me? That's why I'm like, 6 over 10 is a B. Come on, don't act like Olumide is rating it bad. I'm not rating it bad. No. Come on. I didn't
understand that. Well. Then that is that about Portable now. So
yeah, but still bringing it back to Portable, I feel, see, let's be honest, the artists who we always strive off of controversy, off of being in the news for negative reasons, off of being counterintuitive with the approach of matters and life or the things they choose to speak about.
Okay.
Portable for himself has created an audience of willing return listeners who we always want to listen and watch whatever it creates. But to the point of, I'm not really sure of the details, but based on hearsay, let me just put it that way, based on hearsay, what I heard was he maltreated his signees, because apparently, reportedly, Portable has a record label and
Zenation, many inspiration.
Okay, fine. Because I thought the Zenation was just like a cloud to put himself under in terms of artists come up nowadays and just call any record label. So I didn't really pay mind to it. So reportedly, he has a record label called Zenation and he has signees under him. But what news, based on yesterday still, because I didn't bother to confirm anyway, based on yesterday was that Portable maltreated his signees, and he didn't even call them signees in terms of them being contractually.
He said apprentice or something.
Bro, he called them apprentice. Omoshemi. Like they were not under him contractually. Like that's crazy.
But wait, let's look back to that other the time it actually happened. The one that he brought out the video after beating the guy, he saved his phone, collected his studio equipment and all. According to what he was telling the guy, they tell him, say, how far you sign paper, you know, sign paper.
And what, like, did the guy
I
say?
I think there's a contract.
And what did he... So,
I think there's a contract.
So, reportedly, because everything now, we've not confirmed it, so I cannot tell you for sure that, oh, I did my research and this is what I saw. But reportedly, he has signee, which he has chosen not to call a signee, but an apprentice. Bro, see, bro, see, if the reason Portable matter, the matter go long, he go long. But
at the end of the day, I don't think, because according to what they said, there is a lot of petitions signed against him. Not only that one, like they've invited him on several occasions, he didn't come, and not that particular one of him and his signing, because there's different cases of him assaulting people. Like, he's going to beat up people. He's going to tell people to beat up somebody and put it up like a video, a proper video. I could remember that time he did the same thing for DJ Chicken. He did the same thing for DJ Chicken. That man, the money own. That is inside. That's the name of the signing. That one came up again. There are other occasions too. When go show, when go scatter show, when go do everything scatter. Even there's this thing that came up. Like, he did a live video before this particular incident.
Wow. That wow, way he talks. Wow.
He,
wow.
He like saying he did Gambia or Uganda. He didn't go perform before he reached out. They know they beat his sister.
Like, I don't understand. Only that. You. Like, only one man.
The guy's content is built around controversies, and I think that is actually what is keeping him going.
So, I have a question: do you feel like this arrest is deserving and might calm him down?
The thing is, I feel he's going to learn more.
Because he's going to learn more because if he still won't beat person, he's not going to make videos say he beat person, say nothing happen. Ejeka break me down. Why I ask him be say when Portable first blew up with Zazo, he get show where he perform. As he they perform, Big Bird, Whiskey, they...
Naturally, Whiskey they, show.
Whiskey, they blow our money. Mm-hmm, you get me? As the show take end, he drag Pocoli, say, Pocoli rip him. I feel, say, now nah, waiting, go even use Len, be that, say, no be everything, go come and that was... if you don't resolve him privately and help us...
Good that one, that one, no actually be... Well, that incident then, no be wasting the soap now. It's very normal for him to come out to accuse somebody of raping him. Like, it is very normal because when you think of it, he said they sprayed him $3,000 and everything that got to his hand was like $400 or $500. You get, it's quite reasonable for him to just, out of $3,000, buy only $500 should call me. Like, maybe he did bother to ask, okay, how will they split this money? No be only you go from Lagos, go perform. You carry other people along. So everybody got a stop out of the money.
So
no breakdown, no proper breakdown to him.
Yeah, I feel like...
Like, normally, it's just, he doesn't know about the business initially. Like, it's another thing for you to know the music, and it's another thing for you to know music business.
Do you get the point now?
So he knows that he's singing, he doesn't know how to monetize from his singing, apart from that they call him Gushu. Actually, now, actually big artist for his own cabal. For
normal,
your own region,
normal
like,
level.
Portable, I don't like.
Portable, okay. Since 2015,
no be Jebu actually na Songo boy.
Nah, sorry, Songo. Hey,
the thing, I don't the hear about Portable and Kukuru and DJ Chicken. Now I can't they know say, I talk about 2016. No, like I don't see that jingle like DJ Chicken jingle like it's like DJ Chicken Kukuru Ku. Now I just know say, na Portable do that jingle. That tag.
Wow. So,
get the tag.
So,
like that particular tag for DJ Chicken.
I think I'm getting the hang of it. In his own case with the
DJ Chicken.
Bro, English had his case with the
DJ Chicken.
His case with DJ Chicken was that DJ Chicken apparently ripped him like he claimed Pocoli to have done, right?
No, not that. I'm just going back.
Okay,
in
okay,
time,
okay,
like,
okay.
He doesn't really like naturally big artist for Inkaba, but he doesn't have the exposure of monetizing from all these digital platforms and all. Only what he actually knows is call me to a show, call me to a street carnival, pay me my 50,000, let me fuck off, pay me my 20,000, let me get out. You get now, I know, say that they take make money from music, you know, no, say that they make money from DSPs, that they make money. Now, if you go check that time, now only this thing now. Now only audio marketing getting songs now.
Oh, no, I'm poor, ain't single.
Now we just distribute.
Let's bring it back
to other digital platforms.
To the initial question I asked, so you believe this incidence of him being taken to the court and find a bail of, I guess, $300K? So you feel it will calm him down? Or do you feel it will even serve as ginger for him to be more atrocious with his content?
Actually, he's going to know how to go about it. Do you get? Because when you look at the live video he made then, it was like, you guys invited me over to your place. Have you guys came to arrest me? You didn't invite me. That's what he said. That if to say they invite him, he could not call the manager. Say me manager go or something. So he go no wait till he won't go meet for them. But then, he doesn't even know, like, he believes he doesn't need the manager. There was a time he believes he doesn't need the manager. He wants to be on his own. But now we don't know, say, manager is actually necessary in the business. The waka way manager go carry and waka, only I know if you waka. You dey get the point now. Now this kind of person will be say everybody in if you don't see, he know understand. But instead may he calm down, may he learn, may he watch, he will just come in a very hard way. Live video straight. He believes say many people go up and choke mouth. He go hear opinion from other people. Look at that time where he thought say now he created 1 billion, 1 million boys and all. Didn't he come out again to say he meant 1 million fans? Do you think he's actually the one? Now manager now management they tell us, oh yeah, but I lost to this so go talk this one again. He's still learning. All those things he's saying as a what you can say as a normal person is different from what you can say as a public figure. That's why you see people coming for all this public figure anyhow. That's why those guys don't even have their right to opinion safe. Let's put it that way. They don't have right to their opinion. As far as nobody they support them, nothing with they won't talk with, they won't everybody won't listen.
Facts. To conclude this case on Portable, I will end with his famous words. Olokpamako, everybody! and speaking about Olokpa, Davido album is... It has the street on lockdown. You don't arrest the streets like this, bro.
Remember I told you on the last episode, I said, even drop that album, 1 to 16. I said 1 to 10 rather.
Bro, the number... This one are 1 to 17. The numbers are ridiculous.
Now, wait till I just tell you. Like, now, I saw something this morning. Like, none of the song has less than 500k stream. On Spotify. On Spotify only. None of the song has less than 500k. That is the list of the song we get list streams. Still get more than 500k streams.
Bro, he go...
So, that's all one for you. And the album is doing really well. Like... Breaking new barriers for Afrobeat.
I did happy for Davido, but why you break my Odogwu record now? One week where Odogwu use fag go dig up record, he just break him in less than 24 hours.
That's OBU for you.
Now, in case you're wondering what that record is, a crazy ass record, because when you think about the invention of streaming platforms and people actually patronizing them in Nigeria in particular, it's come a long way, but. Not until 2020 when we notice Omo. See, you know, go they go out, go they buy CD. You're not just okay.com, no fee satisfied.
But, chew. That time when we see they use CD and row, which CD you first buy?
To be honest, I didn't really buy many CDs. Pause.
I think what I'm thinking.
A lol. But. To be honest, I didn't buy compact discs. the only one I can remember buying was Burner Boy's album when he dropped out. No, not outside. The one before, on a spaceship. Yeah, I remember buying on a spaceship.
My first disc album I bought was I think Yagi by Liu Kesh. I bought Inyomi Weda. The journey. You can't reach one side, you can't reach one stage. Yeah. Which I do, we say, I'll go download the zip up file of the whole album. I'll come burn them into disc.
Wait, bring the mic. See, I don't mean to sound like I'm too old. I'm a young bro. You get me? Young boy in an old man thinking. If you are above 22 and you've not done what they call, if you've not used an Android, you might not understand the struggle of getting music if you don't have Apple Music or Spotify. But pre-2020, if you're an Android user and you've not done what they call zip and unzip file for music downloads, are you really Wagwan? Wagwan, why are you trying me, bro?
Yeah, I don't believe 2020 bro, about. I'm know, talking about no, 2016, 2015.
And now pre-2020, I talk. Like, bro.
We
don't go sleep because we say we want proof, say we don't hear the song. So if we hear the song, they drop by midnight. We gotta wait till like 6 a.m. Come quickly, zip file way.
We go download the zip file.
We won't carry and go school tutorial. We get
many discs at home. So I'll come, if I don't download them, I'll come burn them inside those discs. If I don't burn them, I will just use my own marker. I go to write the name.
Let me ask you this question. So she shall labari.
Oh, you
had a dream of working there.
Oh, boy, Sadiq.
That's Sadiq. But, man, shout out to those days. But now, man can't be moving that way no more. Apple Music. Wait. Apple Music or Spotify?
Spotify, bro.
Why?
Spotify.
Why Spotify?
Spotify.
You know, this is a podcast.
Spotify.
Spotify. So
Spotify.
Me, I don't go
give yourself a brain. Spotify.
Me, I don't go lie. You know, Adam Chopot. That's not how we. I will leave you, Adam. You get me. You get me.
Adam Chopot.
You don't say that Spotify. We they use record. Men, they don't come. Say, you chose. You chose. I don't talk that one. No, men, they don't come.
They don't go flag your papa.
Normal level. I didn't humble my bros. I didn't humble. Oneness, bro. Talking about your favorite song on the album, let's talk about, you know, when we say Fave brings out that on features. Like Fave has been trending of recently.
Okay.
How you rate our work on Kante?
Well, shout out to Olamide Badu for introducing.
I mean that, yeah.
Shout out to Badu for introducing Fave to us. Well, do you know the funny thing now?
No.
I don't really have much to say about Kante. Because I never even said to listen to the whole album. That's something about me. Like,
okay. I know they.
I know they like first.
I feel you.
But actually, No Fave is actually doing very good now. Very, very good. Because come to think of it, look at the song with MTI Blaze on the album. I didn't even see the synergy. Like, I didn't even know that both of them can actually work on something like that. And bro, that record is a smash. I won't lie to you.
She's talented, bro. You get me? That's all I have to say.
Even the song with Imagine Boss last guy.
No, I rate that one. I rate that one.
Mad.
That's why that's why I was shocked when that did that album make the EP? The last
song? I think so. I think so. Okay. You actually.
Since I fell in love.
Oh, it made it. Now I remember. It made it. I'm talking about making it. I don't get segue. Am I going below? Yeah. Talking about making it. There's something that has to be said.
Okay.
In the Nigerian entertainment industry, from COVID era, that's entering 2020, late 2019. We've had a surge in the international markets patronizing us, which is good, which is great, which is accelerating, you feel me? And I love it for us that we have that happening to us. Now comes where we really need to put planning and visuals into our work. There's this, I don't know if it's a series or a movie, but I guess it's a movie. Gangs of Lagos.
It's a movie.
Now, it's a movie. I've not watched the movie.
It's a Prime Video original movie.
Amazon Prime Video. I've not watched the movie, so I won't speak on the movie. I'm just going to speak from the point of critiquing the visual art, that is the graphics.
Why you won't criticize them?
Bring on, make I talk. He get reason. I've not watched the movie, like I said, so I won't speak on the movie. But there's what we call visual appeal, visual storytelling. You see some artwork and they immediately create a scenario in your head. Whether consciously or subconsciously, you begin to think of, this is what will happen. And it begins to give you this vibe of, this is what I'm to expect from this particular piece of work. The poster for Gangs of Lagos did not give that. I'll just be honest. If you've seen the poster, bro, they see artworks now. This one,
Olumide, back to our music. You're already diverted to movies. You're diverted to movies. Let's go back to our
Olumide is a good podcast. Also speaks on social commentary. So these social commentary are the finest.
Yeah, generally on entertainment or
social commentary, entertainment or what's not. You feel me? Right. So I feel like no one will say, but I just beg your pardon, yeah. If you can take, as you are listening to this episode of the podcast, just, you know, switch tabs or whatnot and go to Amazon Prime official page, the Nigerian official page,
but
see the artwork for yourself. I won't speak much.
But at the end of the day, another man's food is another man's poison.
Bro, I understand.
You might be here criticizing the artwork, and there are some people rating the artwork.
I understand. Another man's not two people can like the same thing.
Of course.
But that is not to say you shouldn't put your best foot forward when presenting a piece or when making a statement. The movie can be great and whatnot, But bro, you and I see posters for movies and series from American industry. Let me put it that way. When you think of, let me just name some names so you understand what I mean. When you think of the Gangs of London itself, because I feel that's where they got the name from, Gangs of Lagos, you feel me? Even before watching the series named Gangs of London, you see the poster and it creates this cruel world. It creates grit. It creates violence, so to speak. But bro, the color grading and bro, I think it was only one of the artwork pieces that was created for these Gangs of Lagos that gave off the vibes of, oh, gangs that won't lay you. The one in which Chike, Toby Bakri, and Adesua Itomi were looking fierce. Apart from that, everything.
But the one of Black Camaro is very okay. The one Black Camaro is in it is very okay.
Bro, the typography, the color grading. I'm not even an artist, and I'm just speaking.
Olumide, can we move from this?
No,
you are saying too much about
no.
this. Like,
yes, I want them to know. I want them to know. It they pain me. It they pain me because this. I know. Say we get dope ass graphic people. We get dope ass illustrator. We get dope ass 3D artists. We many talents in this country. Why be say now the one we can be say one of the premier videos on Amazon Prime that they are really doing for the culture for Lagos and shit to film me. Now waiting the graphic artist come make and the creative team co-signed it that, oh yes, this is what we are putting out. Maybe they were in a rush, so it's understandable that at this point they could not have changed
that this. film don't actually they, like I remember vividly, I think was it last year or 2 years ago, that time with Black Camaro the trend.
Do you know Black Camaro?
Your blood is gonna dry.
Like
that time with
the are you sure in the movie?
It's in the movie.
Whichever way.
Because I remember that time, see, Adesua and Toby Bakri and all of them, if they check their story, it's always about them being in location in the night because they did that film in Lagos Island. Now Lagos Island, they shoot the movie. So you could always see them like back to back on their story almost every night. You get? But as it can't be like this, let's move away from Gang of Lagos. Olumide, I just want to put this to you now. Like, looking at the music industry and all, nobody say as Afrobeat they grow now, you see as everything they move forward and all. What is your own unpopular opinion about the Nigerian music scene now?
First of all, I've always wanted to say this. I probably have said this in some few previous episodes that is on this podcast, but I'll say it again. Not every song from the Nigerian music industry is Afrobeats. That's number one. Car, I feel everyone is using that umbrella term to push their song, which I understand because our industry is growing to a point whereby even as a new art, people are beginning to see potential and are ready to invest in you. So I understand you wanting to use the canopy term of Afrobeats to push your music.
But the thing is, chill.
It is not chill. Calm down, bro. It is not chill. And I'll tell you why it is not chill. Right. I'll tell you why it is not chill. As a person, you should always strive for ingenuity. You should always strive to stand out among the rest. And that is quite difficult, notwithstanding. But you should always strive to be that person that, oh, if I see you from afar, I see you up close, I know what you stand for and I know what you represent. So you not doing Afrobeats, trying to use the... And actually, like I'll say, I don't blame you. I blame the media houses. I blame all of us. Because we did not care to know the actual meaning of Afrobeats before all of us embraced the slogan and started using Afrobeats to the world. But that notwithstanding, I will still stand with the facts or with the statement that if you're an artist and you know your genre, bro, be proud of what you do. If you do alternative music that has nothing to do with quote-unquote Afrobeats production, say you're an alternative artist. If you do hip-hop and you know you've not experimented with Afrobeats production, quote-unquote the word Afrobeats, say you are a hip-hop artist or you're a rapper, depending on how you decide to describe yourself, you don't need to come out and say, oh, I do Afro alternative. What is that, bro? You don't need to come out and say, oh, I do Afro rap, baba nisuru now. Like, stand out, be that one that everyone notice that, oh, this nigga is doing something and let's fuck with him, you feel me?
Okay, the thing is, I feel like what's
the understanding all of us have about Afrobeat is that any sound coming from Africa, it is Afrobeat.
That's the same thing.
Do you get the point now?
I have a question.
Afrobeat, wait, chill. Make her talk. Okay, I don't need to make you talk. Come to think of it now. Where you talk about me, everybody know what they do. All these sounds where you talk about, they're actually not alone. They actually come out with finesse of Afrobeat. Did they get them now?
Not all. I'll still say that.
Did they actually come out with finesse of Afrobeat? No matter how the sound wants to look like and all, it is not always pure alternative sound, pure hip-hop sound, pure this thing. But it has that Afrobeat feeling. That's why everybody, they actually put everything on Afrobeat, Afropop, Afro alternative, Afro fusion, Afro bubwe, Afro street. Portable gomawa, we go talk to Afro street in the moshi.
Okay, I have a question for you. In the hip hop industry, this is what we call 808. You feel me? And 808 is basically like a type of beat, but not to dwell too much on that. Let's just relate this thing. You said all music coming from like the Nigerian space right now.
Africa.
Okay, now you've even moved it to Africa.
Sounds coming out from Africa as a whole.
Okay, that one.
That's the general understanding all of us have. And all sounds coming from Africa is tag Afrobeat.
Okay, I don't even need to go far then. Then this still goes with the statement that I said when we heard Afrobeat and we saw it growing up and becoming what it is today, most of us did not care to do our research on what the term meant or what the genre stood for. So I get, like I said, I'm not even blaming the artists themselves, because probably that's what their management or label want them to say, because Omo, you know, easy to blow, let's be honest about that one. So if your label say make you go out, say you be Afro alternative, bro, you go say you be Afro alternative, you feel me? But wait till me at the talk, we say you feel even do one song. Say, okay, take person like Vector now. Vector, if you do song like, let's say, Early Momo might have that quote unquote Afrobeat sound. But when you hear a song from Vector, the one he did with Ladipo in his recently released album, Clowns, that's not an Afrobeat production. So now this is where the distinction comes. You won't expect someone like Vector, because he's wise enough to know the difference in sound. You don't expect Vector to come out and tell you just Afro rap. Fine, there are some songs that sounds like they are quote unquote Afro rap, like the one he did with Seun Kuti, that even said he was experimenting. He even said that he was experimenting with a sound called Afro rap. That one is there. But these people don't even want to distinguish themselves. They just want to go with the canopy theme or the umbrella of Afrobeat to the world, and everything they do is Afrobeat, and they just give you that impression of, bro, do you even know what you are doing? Do you know the sound you are creating in the first place?
But you, the major thing they actually do, is Afrobeat. The major thing they do is Afrobeat. So if I should come, because I actually experimented on one particular sound, doesn't mean I'm no longer an Afrobeat artist. You get, I come now, I experiment on this kind of sound, okay, as a rapper now. You know they do maybe your Afro rap, like you know the rap on Afrobeat. You get my point now. You the rap on Afrobeat. Okay, you can't talk. So okay, you want trap. You can't go sing trap. You come back to your, that doesn't, because say you go for trap once doesn't mean you are not an Afrobeat artist. Look at him, Davido's coolest kid in Africa. When you listen to the song, if you go see say that song will be normal Afrobeat Davido is going to do on a normal D. Because he don't diverse go coolest kid in Africa doesn't mean he don't change from him being an Afrobeat artist.
Yeah. Okay, I feel people might get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. We have what we call Afrobeat artists, or as Bonner we call them, Afrofusion artists in Nigeria. You feel me? We have those ones that the palette, their template, their sound origin is from the fellas pioneered Afrobeat sound. You feel me? They are those kinds of artists. But I'm talking about in general. Obviously, they are Afrobeat artists, but I'm talking about the generality of the sound. Not every song, not every artist does Afrobeat. You feel me? Now, before we wrap up, Farabale, I've given my own taste of what I feel is unpopular in terms of Nigerian music industry. Papi Mazik, what What's your unpopular take on the Nigerian music industry?
Alright, well, actually, what my own particular issue I have is the record label issues. Like, I feel like there are some particular record labels that are not meant to be called a label. It should be more of a movement.
Can you give examples, please?
I don't want to say anything.
No. What you said now, I have a little bit of addition. That's why I asked that. Can you give examples? Because I have examples. But make your points. Make it clearer.
Okay. Like, come to think of it now, if you go check the reason why we record label plenty pass, we record label just a plenty anyhow now. Now, artists will be saying they get issues with their record label. They want to see, they won't stand alone. They will just give themselves one name. Come on there. They will just sign one distribution deal with one company. They will put their name. They will talk, say then they bikini kokinikon. Look at Malian Records now, like with all the back and forth and all, like in that label, no proper distinct. Everybody just do their thing. Apart from say, okay, contracts fit deal and management, they drop money for artists, may push himself. They get my point now. Apart from that one, when they talk about record labels, like I think Mavin is actually that. That label actually called the record.
Yeah, maybe it's like that. But just to buttress your point, you actually made a salient point in that there's record labels and there is what we would just like to call movement. Now, I was on Twitter some couple of days ago. Just some few hours after Davido dropped what's the name of his new album? Timeless. Yes, just some few hours after Davido dropped Timeless. A tweet came out. I don't know if I should mention the person's name, but I saw this tweet whereby the person is a very known music writer, anyway, music journalist. Let me put it that way. And I was making a point about DMW. Joey Akan. You even mentioned his name already. So the point Joey Akan was trying to make was that when Davido started the DMW stuff and outsiders thought it was a label, they didn't have a solid foundation.
Yes.
That was why. And very fine acts, very beautiful talents like Mayokun, Peruzzi, Dremo, Ichaba, all went their separate ways after some couple of years. Let me put it that way. Now, what Davido is trying to do is, yes, he still will rise by lifting others, but as I they lift you, make you lift me too. Nobody say that year where they do charity for the boys.
they are moving hand in hand.
Bro, years of doing charity don't stop. That's why if you listen to this new Davido's album, there are like two new acts he featured. Morave and Logos Olori.
Yeah.
He's really trying to build a record label, like a proper one with foundations and people knowing their specific.
Look at Leah on that label, like much is actually expected from Leah than me. She just come, just drop one song, 7 months, you know, see her, go again, go rest, come again, drop one song. Look at, like, there are many artists that didn't actually get to their full potential on that label. Look at Yunda, look at Michaba, there's this guy again, Dende. I don't know if you know Dende.
I've heard of Dende.
Like, all these guys, if you go check album now, you go see everybody, almost all of them.
They bought
co-written by all of them in the house. So what is it doing? Like, is that not a proper label at all?
I think it's more like a family thing.
Like,
I think
yours do me. I pay you. You said you could get money if I pay you now. That kind of thing.
The message I got from the Joey Akan's tweet was, I guess Davido have realized the error. I don't want to say error, but he has realized what he did when DMW and was formed was, this is more of a charity work than what the label should do. Okay. So what he's trying to do now with these two new signees is give them a proper structure.
Knowing
that, yes, we rise by lifting others, but, bruv, I have to make profit. I can't just build talent and let them go.
Because
we cannot deny they don't really build talent in this country. So it's more than just building talent and let them go. It's more about building talent and sustaining them. Because I feel that's like one major crisis we have with record labels in Nigeria. In the beginning, let's be honest, YBNL, Olamide suffered it. His talents came, he will build them.
But the thing is, wait, Badu actually suffered, you see. we're looking at one of his interviews. He said he hold like proper business when they do with music. In first proper business was Fireboy, then Asake.
Yes, yeah, like proper business. Who?
Now waiting talk like yeah, Fireboy and Asake.
That's what I said in the beginning.
So it was more like it was. He actually learned there was a time it was supposed to be a family thing, but not be family thing per se because they don't actually get it. It was a family thing because no contract was actually binding them. You have Devoli, you have Limerick, you have Picasso, you have Yomi Blaze, and waiting they actually do be say. In just the give them one verse, you get. But personally, they give one verse now. You not actually let the person actually work their potential, like make the artists reach their potential. Like that time no deal for them. Now just like they will come they will go drop song. They will just did the label and oh, you get that kind of thing now. There were a lot of them on the label, but he now when he said his own proper business now, like Fireboy and Asake. You don't know, say okay, he don't learn.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get the point now? He don't actually learn. Now looking at it again, instead of he don't check from another angle, instead of carrying them closer to the family and or chaining them down, what is doing now is I'm going to give you a solid verse for free. Look at Tia. Tia Ebles is actually it's someone that that
come on, just to probably leave this matter of record, but I feel obviously we live in Nigeria where there's no structure, so the business is learn on job. Let's be honest, most biggest record labels we have in the country or that we can mention off and run by a Nigerian suffered its losses, even with Iyanya MMG, lost Iyanya, lost Techno. Don Jazzy started with
MMG, Made Men Music, MMM,
Made Men Music rather, MMM. We have the Made Men Music Group. So triple MG anyway, but we have the Don Jazzy Moits, we had the Mavis 1.0, we have the Mavis 2.0. Everything's a learning process. But just to buttress what you said is in terms of record label, I feel we've reached that internet age whereby
like, it is not well whereby, structured. Like
maybe, whereby maybe, we need maybe the Nigerian industry needs a structure around
maybe
it.
No come, no so, carry movement. See what they do now. Look at Belashmoda now. Now Dangbana Republicans and Belashmoda. Like Dangbana Republicans are just movement. It's actually not
normal. Yes.
So anyhow you go be sha.
So anyhow we go be. Inshallah, you feel me? Just to end this episode on a light note, I guess we talked about a lot of topical shit. It's a social commentary, so in case you people listen to this shit one day and you don't hear us talking about music, just know we've gone into Ati Berento. You get me, yeah? Oh, what I want to ask. Okay. What's your song of the week, my G? What's your song of the week?
Song of the week. See, I don't hear song this week, sha.
She now so test choke you.
Ah, we make a reason now. Feel by the do.
Solid. My own song of the week is No Excuses by Chop Life Crew, Mojo AF and SK. Bro, whatever SK smoked before recording that song, he needs to smoke more of that pack. See, I don't encourage drug abuse, neither do I encourage smoking. But all that make SK man fag, bro, reportedly. So he go to fag, go to record verse, yeah. Bro, that's like top SK. That's like top three Ades verse I can think of now that I've heard this year.
Four for me.
That's like, no, you don't hear this. If you don't hear this, no excuses. I know saying Mojo go deliver. So free Mojo, you feel me? Like, the way me I hear SK now once in a while, I go feel some songs, I no go feel the other. But this one, he choke, he enter body. Whatever SK took before recording that verse.
May they smoker.
May they continue. Although, don't do drugs, kid, you feel me?
Don't do drugs.
Drug kills. Inshallah. And this halal episode, so don't do drugs. So give them a word of advice and we call it a wrap.
Omo, I don't get time to motivate anybody. Anything you like, go do with your life.
As Eriga say, no motivation for you, motivate yourself. So you know it has been Olumide Akinwale, aka Olumide is a goat, aka the host of your podcast, chilling with my nigga Papi Maxi. What you have to tell them, bro?
Listen to the podcast. Share, subscribe, rate, 5-star. Why are you 5-star like now? We are getting more now. Top notch, Lele now. Premium. Premium entertainment on Olumide is a good podcast. So, see you again.
Jabojo, I want to love. I'm not sure you're saying anything.
I'm going to chill out.
Peace out. You get me.
Next week, there's an week.
So, if you no drop. Yeah.
If you no drop.
Next week, we might not drop.
But we made a promise. Consistent.
Tentatively, we don't know. If you hear us drop during the exam week, no, we made sacrifice for you all. We made sacrifice for you guys. God. So you people should please share, subscribe, rate it 5-star. Let the algorithm favor this podcast, my G.
Make them know, say, as they be now.
Drop banter, to drop game. Share if I bum off that.
Back to back. Bro. No long cap.
Subscribe, listen, share, rate.
See you next week. Time,
God be with us.
You know we love you now. You love us too.
We know. Peace out. No. Before we peace out, follow us on Instagram
at
Olumide is a Ghost Podcast.
Yeah.
Follow the IG with the post content there.
Back to back.
Yes. If you follow us, we go there consistent. So encourage us by following us.
I'll be a sharp one now.
Follow us on IG. Subscribe. Yeah, on Babo Law, you know. Data, Cote, Bad Data, by
2MB.
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 Cote, they 2MB. KB, you know. Well, we go here next week. Oda bo.
Peace.